first inyan here that we want to look at is Ramban. And it's actually a big machlokas we've shown him here in the understanding of Malachim, Kilushchina, Chalomot, Vefes, Ramam, Nevuchim, and the big tumult in the Rishonim over here. The Ramam says, so he says, so the Ramban quotes, so Vesefer, Nevuchim, Nema, Kaparsha, Klal, Prat. It says, the parsha itself is on two levels, the Rambam says. First, there was a Nevuah, and the Nevuah was that he picked up his eyes, saw three people, and the whole conversation, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam Shita is, the Rambam Shita in general is, whenever you have Malachim mentioned, it's only possible that it come in a Nevuah, and all Nevuah comes from Malachim. It's almost, they're almost one and the same thing. So the whole parasha by us has to be a dream. Now, it's just unusual also that we're taking a whole parasha in the Torah and sort of making it not pashat, not pshat, but the Rambam Shita is that a malach, the pshat of seeing a malach is through a prophetic vision. So it's almost as if the Torah itself is saying it. So malach means it was a prophetic vision.
Really? Yes. Would Sarah's reactions also be part of that?
So he asks, the whole thing from A to Z is very hot. So the Ramban asks, Vimemara and Lonir Lavrak HaNoshach Basa Echom HaYero Lav Hashem. So what does it mean by Yero Lav Hashem? He saw people. According to him, he says, Sarah didn't make bread, Avram didn't shecht, Sarah didn't laugh. Everything was just, it was just a vision. So this whole vision doesn't have much truth to it. So what's the point of it? It says Vayavik, then he says also he says Vayavik Ishimo, Asa fought with him. If it's all prophecy, and he says it's all prophecy, so he says, you know, was it such a vivid dream that if he dreamt that he had a fight, he was actually limping when he woke up. And he said, you know, I saw a malach, I'm going to die. He said, prophets weren't scared of Nevuah. I mean, Yaakov Avinu saw Kaviyochel, the Shekhinah on top of him, and he didn't have a problem with that. So if the whole fight with Vesar Shel Esav was just a fight of in a dream, and he just saw it in the dream, why was he so petrified? He said the same thing we have to say about Lot, that the Malachim never came to his house, he didn't make matzahs for them, everything was just a vision. And if Lot actually became, and let's just say that Lot himself was a Navi, let's say. So were the people in stone the beam also? How did they know that people came to the house if it was all a prophecy? So what happened? They knew that there was prophecy going on there. He says the entire parasha. It says the Elud Varm Seisrim Akosuf. What he said is goes smack against all the psukim. Also l'shemim akilamahem. You can't hear it and certainly not believe in it. So he says like this. Ube emes ki kol makom shehuska bekosuf riyas malach oidibu malach ubemaro bechalom. Every time that it says an angel was seen or spoke, it's a vision. Ki hahergeshim leyasigah malachim. It's not possible that a person senses, that a person identifies a malach with one of his senses. In other words, malachim don't talk in a voice that can be heard with ears. They don't emit light that can be picked up by eyes and so on. So obviously it's going to be of a different nature. Avalom maras hanavur, but not prophecy. Kamasiglurus malach or dibur ein navi. If a person sees a malach or hears him, that's not nevuah. Sheina dover kumosharav goize. Kichol navi zulz moshar beinu vasei de malach. In other words, malachim and nevuah are not one and the same. And he brings a whole bunch of proofs. He brings proof from Daniel. It says Daniel and Hanani Mesha and Chagizchai Malachi. He was better than them, they were better than him, they were Nevi'im, he wasn't a Navi. On the other hand, he saw the Malach, they didn't see the Malach. So you see very clearly a split between Malach and Navi. Hagar, it says, saw a Malach. She was not a Nevuah. Then he goes on, Ramban, to say, Ramban goes on to say that he says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah differs than the other Nevi'im, not because the other Nevi'im were a Malach. And he explains, and we'll see some other places, it's not the now's not the place for it. The difference lies in Spekhaya Meira, in the quality of the Nevuah, but all Nevuah came from a Kadosh Baruch to a person, not from a Malach to a person.
Ready?
Yes.
Could this explain why Sefer Daniel is in Ksuvim as opposed to being in Nevi'im?
Definitely. Daniel's Makom, I mean, is as Ksuvim and not Nevi'im, 100%. It's, you know, that's 100% correct. Now, he brings down another pasuk that the pasuk says, Gamani Novi Kamoicha, Umalach Dibalai B'dvar Hashem Leimor. So that's a pasuk that seems to indicate that Nevuah is actually tied to Malachim. The pasuk says, he told them, I'm a Novi like you, and a Malach spoke to me. Kipirusha, it's Ramban, says Pshat's different than the pasuk. Gamani Novi Kamoicha, I'm a Novi like you, V'yedea Ani, Shamalach Shedibalai B'dvar Hashem. And therefore, I know that the Malach is speaking to you, Dvar Hashem. So it's not that the Malach is the one who's carrying the Nevuah, but rather the Nevuah tells me, reaffirms that what the Malach told you is in fact the Dvar Hashem. Next paragraph. Ubetchilas veikar Rabba Amru vayikra Moshe like Avram. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe not like Avram. Avram kosa vayikra Malach Hashem Avram Shenis HaShemayim. Hamalach korei vadibur medaber. From hocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu aniu akorei vadibur medaber. So there's the pasuk indicates a difference between Moshe and Avram. By Avram it says the Malach called out a second time, but here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm calling and I'm speaking. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said vayikal Moshe, whereas Avram and Malach came and called it. So Ramban explains it. Kloima shelo yichoya Avram masik hanevuah arechina nafsha b'tchil la'sagas malach v'yal ma'regel malach adib ha'nevuah av Moshe muchal nevuah uchaleis. So the Ramban explains that pasuk as follows. The purpose of a malach, and the truth is this is true in the big picture as well, the purpose of a malach is to serve as a stepping stone to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's and therefore, the Kriya and the Nevuah are... The purpose of the Kriya is to call your attention and prepare you for the Nevuah. So just like if I want to talk to somebody, I say, Chaim. The word Chaim is there to say, are you paying attention? Pay attention. I'm about to say something. So the Kriya is always a hachana for the for what's going to come afterwards. So he says, by Avram Avinu, a Malach was the Korei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah, because Avram was in a lower Madrega than Moshe Rabbeinu. He needed to prepare himself, and therefore the preparation came from a Malach calling. So just like you pick up the phone, and if the president wants to invite you, it'll be the secretary that's going to invite you. And she'll say, you have a date and this day with the president. You need to be there by this time. You need to be dressed in this fashion, and so on and so forth. You don't have that by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was kira to Moshe. In other words, he needed no external hachana. The hachana was Moshe, yes. There wasn't a need to walk over Madrega to Madrega, because Moshe was always on that darga. So finally, the last paragraph where Ramban says Zompshat. Avol. V'mokom asher yaska malachim she'anoshim. So how do we understand malachim when they appear as people? Kinya parasha zoyis u'parasha zloit. V'chein yovek ish imoy. V'chein yimtzeu ish. Al das rabbeinu kovod nivra b'malachim. Yikorei tzol ayodim malbush. Yusag leinibosa b'zakeh anefoshek sidim le'anavim. v'loy uchal efarish. So the Ramban says that the malachim that were seen by people, they saw some physical representation, some which would, which is what they would see. If you can give a mashal, so to speak, kind of a cutesy mashal, if somebody had the misfortune of being invisible, and he wanted to, and he wanted to be visible, well, the easiest eitzah would be to get dressed. So if you put on a suit and a hat, so we see a suit and a hat walking down. We might not see the person, but we see the suit and the hat. A malach has a levush, which allows him to appear in the world, and therefore, it makes him visible. I want to talk a little bit about this. It's obviously a very delicate topic. The himself says, Ramban says, that the Riyas Malach and Dibur Hashem, and he says he'll explain it later, and Shmos will get to the Mitzvah Hashem. But I want to explain it a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol also projects himself us through a medium of Olam Hazeh. He brings plagues on the Mitzvah. So the Dam and the Tzfardeya and so on and so forth are Maisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. The Amud Eish, the Amud Anon, the Kodesh Kadoshim. There are all sorts of things that identify Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how's it different? If somebody says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came dressed in a levush as an Adam, that's Kfira. That's something like Christianity, Chas V'Shalom. So how do we draw the line? A Malach can be seen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be seen. A Malach can put on a levush to be seen. Why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem Malach Geis Lovish. Lovish. Hashem. So the answer is like this. When I do an action, for instance, I want to know, I come home and I find something misplaced. So I know somebody was there that shouldn't have been there. I locked the house, I went away, I come back, something is not the same place I put it. So from that action, I extrapolate that somebody was there. Somebody who had an interest in moving an object from place to place. I don't have any real feel as to the person's metzias. I don't know if he's tall or short, or white or black, or young or old, no idea. When a person hides behind a cloak, so let's say a person puts on like a burqa, so I know if they're tall, if they're short, if they're big, if they're small. I can pick out certain things because things that are levushim drape themselves around the person. So there is a it's not the person, the person is hidden, but there are characteristics that can be identified via the levush. That's how it's called the levush. So l'mashal, let's take an example, and we'll be able to see. Let's say there's some sort of I want to talk to somebody, but I don't want them to know it's me. I have two ways of doing it. I can masquerade, I can put on a costume, or I can take a puppet and pull the strings and have the puppet come to the person and say X, Y, Z. The nafkamina is when I'm doing it through the puppet, the only thing you can identify about me is what the puppet said. You have no shaykhs understanding the person who's gotten dressed up, my tivo. When I'm wearing a costume, wearing a costume means that it has some sort of tsushtel to the person. Again, tall, short, whatever. And even if I disguise it, at the end of the day, there's some sort of, some qualities come through. the difference in a malach and a Kadosh Baruch Hu are, a malach is a limited entity. He's not a material entity, but he's limited. The mashal, Rafael is limited, he does only refuah. That's his limits. Gavriel does gvuris, punishments, etc., eish. Those are his limits. That's what a malach is. The Rambam calls a malach a tzura, but a very defined tzura, which is almost what a tzura is. So a malach is not infinite. He may not be material, but he's a very finite entity. So I can say, and again, this is all obviously, I mean, we're talking concepts, but I can say Raphael came dressed as a doctor, because Raphael deals with medicine. Malach Raphael is the malach that deals with healing, and therefore I can call the doctor or the medicine as a levush, and it's appropriate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. He chooses sometimes to heal, chooses sometimes not to heal, chooses sometimes to make war, sometimes not to make war, but there's no way I can extrapolate and say, oh, and therefore he's warlike, or therefore he is merciful or healing, whatever it is. I can't accept, I know different activities that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, and I say his ruts is X, Y, Z, but there's no way I can call it levush. When I call something a levush means that there's some sort of stelling to the person and to the person's surah, and that can't be. So I think where Ramban is being chilek on the Rambam. Yes.
So Rabbi, according to the Ramban, the chilek between a mare of a malach and a nevuah is just one is Hashem sort of kavihol speaking directly
yes.
to the individual. The other is a malach having a look.
Correct. It's actually very different. They are very different experiences. One might be, like you said before, precursor for the other one, but it's not. It's not of the same thing at all. Now, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, who usually goes with Ramban and brings Ramban, repeats it and he just elaborates a drop more. The parsha is literal. And so on, Avraham Aleit and so on were not prophecies, but literal. And if you're bothered by the issue, how can you see Malachim with your eyes? Only through it's a prophetic vision. It's true. It's impossible for the human senses to sense a conceptual abstract entity with their physical senses. Only a derech kabbalah can you understand it. V'hu shamalochim ha'elu nikorim b'shem anoshim. These malochim are called anoshim. Hakavana behem al kovid nivra b'malochim. These are all like what Raman said. These are inyanim created for the malochim u'maskila emesikro malbush. So the way in which these things present themselves, so that lemosel kaisel saw them with eish, they saw them with onan, but that's not levush actually. That's like I spoke of using it as a sign, but they saw three people, so that is a pchina of levush, which, like we said before, with the muscle of the invisible man. That's something that we can see the suit walking down, and it's such a madrega. Obviously, this is also, like you said before, there's something about it very ruchnia, but it's already something in the realm of where I can sense something. And then he draws, Rabbi Yochai draws a parable to it, an analogy. The nefesh is the person, not the body. In other words, the relationship of the body to the soul by us is also the same. And let's give an example. We tend to identify people's characteristics with their facial features. If I see somebody shifty and can't look me straight in the eye, etc., I see he's dishonest. If I see somebody very friendly and welcoming and warm, I see somebody's very tense, I can the person's ruchnius, and ruchnius in the full sense of it, doesn't mean Yiddishkeit. The person's pnim expresses itself through his guf. So even though the person has two layers, and the nefesh itself is not visible and not perceived and so on, but it does impress itself onto the guf in a way that we identify. This person looks mean, this person looks honest, this person looks warm, this person looks saintly. So we have a muscle for a malbush that even though it's not the thing itself, but it gives a picture and an other medium about this thing itself. Today it's very widespread, this idea. You take radio images of different features of the person's body, and then the computer colors it in. So for instance, if you measure different thermal energies of different things or whatever, the body itself doesn't have different colors, but the colors indicate how strong the temperature is in that place, and that gives you a picture, so I can quote unquote see how the heat is distributed or whatever. Why they call people? Because they can be seen by those people that are more elevated, more pure, etc. That's why the Pasha calls them people, sometimes Malachim. Malachim because they're Malachim. And Anoshim because this was the Levush of those Malachim. So Rechaya, like Ramban, says a similar thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a real experience, but the experience was with something that was called the Vushim and not the thing itself. That shayach to Malachim, it's not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a Mahalach. One more to finish, I guess, this kind of parasha is the Abayah Benel, says his pshat. Rosh HaTeda, Abayah Benel says, and we should bear in mind always that Abayah Benel is sort of a summing up. He's sort of what the Meiri is in the Gemara. Abayah Benel tends to be in Chumash. Rosh HaTeda says, Satan Farshim Kim V'Kiblu. Satan Farshim have accepted Shaseichel Anidol Mechoyim Elisek B'Chushim, that abstract entities cannot be perceived by the physical senses. This person's physical senses can only chop things that have physical realities. So according to them, he says, how do we explain the entire parsha here? People ate, people drank, people went. Malachim here were very busy people. They were all going all over the place. Eating, drinking, traveling, speaking, and so on. How do you explain that? V'lochein. So the Mefarshim had two mahalchim. So one mahalach is these were real people who actually came. They were people sent by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Ben Ezra al-Bag learned that Malachim is sort of shluchim, and they came and they did it all, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put it in their mouths. Or mehem amr shem malach elyon, and some say these are malachim, ratzolim esichim nevdolim, shebederech pela hislap shu guf abos of zeh samban, that they were able to don a guf and so on. That's what Ramban and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar say. So he has two different groups. Umashenir was a nochem v'amiti. That Rav Nel learns kifeidus aksum v'yesha svarahu, looking at the psukim and using his svar. Shahav Avram v'loit v'chein ashar kulam be'emes ro anoshim moisuse eish v'chveish. They physically saw things that didn't exist. Ve'im loyu b'metzias, avloyu v'pol dimin kimukdochim u'kinichvim. In other words, they weren't hallucinating. There was a vision being projected. And for us it's very simple. If somebody would tell you that he sees on the wall two armies fighting, so either person is hallucinating or there's a movie going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected images that were real. their eyes would be able to see these tours. Also, Gershbrochu held some leinem be Yosef mis askim in etoch adam. Gershbrochu showed it to him when they were as if they'd be going on business as usual, and that's why it says by Lisha asked, open up the eyes of the servant, and Hashem ishmeas kol so so forth. So he says that v'lechein leroynus atzuris Hashem isak koylois. So there was an element where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed and gave that over that picture and that sound to the people that he wanted should hear it. So Ram now has sort of a third way. He says that it is possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you, it's not a levush, but rather you're hearing things and seeing things that are emis, even though they're not coming from physical reality. It's not clear why that mahalach would be better than malachim, putting on a levush, like the Ramban and Rabbeinu Mechaya said. My assumption is as follows, that it's still like that. A levush means that the person that the malach in every way is human-like. If he goes to a doctor, the doctor would see what he sees in a human being. That's sort of, it's an extreme in making physical things out of ruchnisik things, and possibly that's what Ramel was to shy away from. Ramel says the person saw and heard the conversation, but it was coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is it different than the Rambam, where it's a prophetic vision only? So my sense is that in the Rambam, the way Rambam learns, the person's entire grasp of the situation is that it's all a dream. He's not experiencing something with his physical senses while he's awake, which the idea of it being an assignment of some sort of having any meaning other than informing him is hard. Whereas over here, it's something where the person, he knows about it, but he's awake and he's aware and there's something happening.
So according to the Rabbi Nel, this would all be Nevuah as well, just a different type of Nevuah?
Yes, it would be. I guess where Nevuah is sort of a dream, it's you're able to conceptualize things beyond. I guess if I can give a muscle to it, there's a big thinker that thinks up some concepts in physics, let's say, and these are kind of very vague and abstract concepts, and he thinks about them, and he understands them as being highly conceptual and sort of just ideas. If, let's say, he's also a very, very good lecturer, and even for a popular audience, so he can actually construct a very, very vivid sense of it, where it talks to people, it so to speak is able to convey to people the message behind it, and instead of just leaving it as some vague entity. So I think that's what he's saying. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave those malachim expression and ability to reach across, as opposed a navi deheres it as something otherworldly. Here we deher it as something within our own spheres.
Ready?
Yeah.
Does Eliyahu Navi in Gemara in
the Mashmos of Yohan Navi is that he will come back. I mean, they talk about whether his wife is Asur or Mutter. Taisus talks about the Mashmos of Yohan Navi is that just like he left on Rechav Susim, we know him to be living. We didn't see him die. So when he comes back, he comes back as a living human being, and he is a human being. Eliyahu Navi is a started as a human being, so
but I guess I'm asking about the mice in Shas, where you have Idme Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Navi came, etc. Is that, are those malachim, or is that,
I don't know, because Eliyahu Navi is unique, because I mean all the other malachim are the etim abstract entities. I mean they never were people. Eliyahu Navi was a real person, so it's true that it represents something very, very ethereal and something kind of, a big Indian, But at the end of the day, he's a human being. The Navi calls him a human being. He was born as a human being. He went up to Shemayim, but his core is a human being, so there's no reason for him not to be able to revert back to a human being. Okay.